Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young.
And I'm Steve Kerwood. Coming up, the rest of the story behind the 1909 North Pole expedition. But first, this note on emerging science from Lindsay Breslau.
Haunting and beautiful, a wolf's cry pierces the darkness of a Montana night. The wolf believes it's answering a call from a fellow Canis lupus, but it's been hoodwinked. The call of the wild it replies to is a recording played by a small box on a nearby tree. The howl box runs on solar power and plays a recorded howl twice a day, at dawn and dusk. As soon as it emits a cry, the box switches into record mode to capture any responses. It then goes into sleep mode until the next programmed recording. The gray wolf of the northern Rocky Mountains was removed from the endangered species list in March, and it is now up to the states to keep tabs on the wolves, as well as fund the project. The howl box is cheaper and less invasive than traditional tracking methods like radio collars and aerial monitoring. It's one of several new inventions by the University of Montana, the Nez Perce Tribe, and other organizations to reduce the cost of tracking. University researchers will continue to test the howl box this summer on a large wolf population in Idaho. They hope the call-and-response device will be a howling success and make tracking easier, especially in isolated areas. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Lindsay Breslau.